Jersey. The latest news headlines coming up at 6 o'clock. But lastly, this hour, for anyone who's been through or witnessed a family separation, it's a painful time for everyone involved. But so often, it's the children who can be stuck in the middle of a relationship breakdown. The Jersey Centre for Separated Families works to put their interests first and support anyone affected by a family split. And the new centre formally opened in Jersey today with a conference at the Royal Yachts about family breakdowns. Earlier, BBC Radio Jersey's Sarah Bailey caught up with some of the guest speakers at the event, Karen Woodall, therapeutic lead from the Family Separation Clinic in London, Tim Lawson, an MP for East Woking and Shoreham, and Denise Carroll, the coordinator at the Jersey Centre for Separated Families. Started by asking Karen about the event taking place today. Why was all there?
Today we've been launching the Jersey Centre for Separated Families, which is an organisation working with the whole family on the island to help both parents, mum and dad, and grandparents and wider family, to maintain strong relationships with their children after separation.
What sort of services are going to be offered?
Currently, we've already been busy working with parents, supporting them, meeting up for a cup of tea and guiding them as best we can and with whatever requirements they need, really. We also have Millie's, which is the contact centre for parents to be able to meet up with their children and spend time relaxing and building a good strong bond with their children. We've also got workshops being rolled out, which hopefully we'll be announcing that in the near future.
So what sort of support do families need when those unfortunate things happen and they break down?
Well, what families need to do first of all is remember the children, and the great thing about this project is that certainly in England and Wales, and I think the figures are not dissimilar for Jersey, over 100,000 children are involved in families who split up each year. And we have an awful lot about warring partners in the courts and what can be acrimonious divorces. And, of course, it's the children who miss out and can often be badly hit for many years by their parents splitting up. So what's really important is that we offer support to parents to make sure if they are going to have to split up, that it's done in as smooth a way as possible, but by putting the children at the forefront of what we need to do, because you don't divorce your children, and those children will still have those two parents after those parents have split up, and that's the way we need to view divorce and separation.
And I was talking to Nick earlier, and he was saying to me that this is quite a nice time where you all can get together and figure out what it is that you bring to the process. How are you finding that? Has that been really useful for you?
It has. It's always really useful to come over and spend time with people, to actually work in the local community, to understand people's different ways of approaching this, because not everybody approaches it in the same way, and understand how we can actually link those different ways up together to provide a very strong sort of circle around the family, to embed the services that we can bring, but also to take away from the island, particularly the skills that are already here, and sort of link those things together to provide something stronger.
And I assume there's a need in the island for these expanded services. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely, and that was why back in 2011, 2012, we started to look at what was happening, what new research there was out there, and really hit upon Karen and Nick Woodall, who mirrored really what we were sort of thinking of and a lot of what we were trying to achieve with families. And that came about because parents were contacting us.
And I understand that this Jersey Centre is possibly going to be used as a model for services in the UK. Why is that?
Because I think they offer very good practical, common sense solutions. Because actually, at the end of the day, what parents need is talking through the whole process for when they've decided they need to break up, but what are the next few years going to look like and how are the children going to feature in that. And I think what's good about Jersey, and I've met here today politicians, judges, paediatricians, lots of people from all sorts of different disciplines working together to make sure the sort of support mechanisms that families need when they go through a quite traumatic time are there as much as possible. And it's a false economy not to be doing this, because family breakdown in the whole of the UK costs £46 billion a year. But more importantly than that, it's the social impact it has on the people involved and particularly the children involved. And if we don't get it right early on, then those problems are going to come back and be much more expensive problems later on in those children's lives.
And finally, what would the message be from today's event?
Anybody that's requiring that support, if it's a cup of tea and somebody to have a chat to and just mull over what's going on, get in contact with us. We're there for them, for what their needs are.
It's not easy, and trust me on this one, there are people out there who will listen to whatever is going on in your mind. They want to listen. They want to help. The Jersey Centre for Separated Families offers support for anyone affected by a family separation. You can contact the service by calling the free phone number 0800 735 1012.